This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, no time to waste on a day like this. We've got tons of things to like, tons of things to dislike. Let's start out with this.
Lime and light.
We cannot give the Indians enough love today after what they did.
Yes.
Not just this weekend, not just the last week, not just the last month. Second half of the season, they have been insane. Guys, they could feasibly catch the Dodgers for the best record in baseball.
Are the Dodgers,
how's that possible?
Are the Dodgers just bored, though?
I don't care now. They're reeling. They're trying to win games, and they are reeling. They are reeling, and I think right now,
10 in a row.
I think the Indians have intimidated everybody in baseball. I wouldn't be surprised if they're impacting the play of teams like the Dodgers right now. That's how great it is. However,
Lima no like.
That Bradley Zimmer play last night.
What are we going to do with him?
Well, nothing, because he's going on the disabled list.
Yeah.
I mean, that is ugly, folks.
I've only seen it work once in my life, and it was a Bradley Zimmer slide into first base. He's done it, like, this had to be four or five times from what I've seen him do it.
He suffered a fractured fourth metacarpal.
Goodbye.
Metacarsal? What is it? On the left hand in the seventh inning?
Yeah. Metacarpal,
okay.
Yeah.
Not good.
Metamucil.
Not a good, yeah. He suffered a metamucil.
So it's metamucil. What, the one that runs down...
Yeah.
Down the hand there? Oh, that's not good.
Not good at all. And the guy is so exciting, and it's the fact that he lays it all out there is what you love. And part of it is, you know, this team's trying to do whatever they can to win. They're trying to do whatever they can. They're treating these now, right now, like playoff games.
See you in 18. A broken hand. There's like a there's less than a month left to go in the season. What else do you want me to say? Sorry.
I know.
He's going to come back from a broken hand?
Baseball people, you have to explain to me how this still happens, that guys still want to do this at first base when you're taught at every level. Now, look, they're also taught not to chew.
There's something.
Not to dip, right? And they do that.
Did you ever do that when you
played Little League? And that actually cost them their lives. You will actually die from that.
Well, if you slide to first base.
Well, no.
You can lose lives sliding to first base.
You can live doing
that. Did you ever, when you were playing Little League Baseball, did you ever have that urge? I think it's a natural
urge. Yes, because everyone thinks it's faster.
Yes.
But it's been scientifically proven by people at NASA that you can't do that.
Just, I think it's a natural urge. I think we all did it, and it was all stupid, and we all got yelled at for it right after we got done doing it.
Lemon no like.
All right, baseball fans, you know, sometimes we're adversarial. Sometimes we get confrontational. I'm a football and basketball guy and a UFC guy. Baseball's a little lower on the totem pole, just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. But when I go out of my way to compliment the greatness of the Indians by voking LeBron James and his greatness, people do not like that. Indians fans do not like that. I said the other night was to put in perspective how amazing this streak is by the Indians. Understand that you now have a larger win streak than LeBron James ever had as a Cavalier.
All right.
What are you comparing the two for? Leave it to baseball. It's all about the Indians. Why are you bringing that drama queen into it?
I thought that's a nice
comparison. Why are people getting upset? LeBron is the best athlete in sports. I'm comparing your baseball team to the greatness of LeBron in a positive way. Take the compliment.
Well, I think it's different when you explain it right here and then probably when you write it. Okay? Does that make any sense to you?
I'm going to compare it to Stipe Miocic and his greatness. By the way, saw Stipe yesterday. He was having a good time. He obviously does not have a fight coming up.
All right. Oh, good luck having him on the show yet again. You're just going to call out his business like that. Go ahead.
Having fun. It's a Browns home opener. You got to have fun.
Let me know, like.
The entire Saturday night, Ohio State. What a disaster. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We got a lot on the plate today. That Ohio State game, a total disaster. Ken
Strange.
And I both, we had Ohio State dominating in this game in our predictions.
We were both 3-2 over the weekend.
Ooh, that was a big loss. We weren't even close. Folks, Ohio State should have been down 3 or 4 scores. I feel like this was the beginning of the Gettysburg Address. That's how bad they were in that game, and yet it was tied. I gave the defense some credit for hanging in there, but they got lucky. I mean, Baker Mayfield had a day, and you know what, Buckeye fans?
Lima no like.
Stop it with the, they were classless. Baker Mayfield planted the flag. I cannot stand that from losers.
Yes.
That is losers. When somebody beats you in your house, they get to celebrate. If they want to whip it out at midfield and do their business, they get to do it. The flag. If they want to whip out the flag.
They want to whip it out and plant it right in the middle of your
wave it around
they're going
right
to.
In front of you.
It wouldn't stick because it's artificial
turf.
Well,
we have to talk to Baker Mayfield about that.
I got to tell you, I agree with you.
He kicked your ass.
I think if
he was incredible.
If you're Baker Mayfield, you hold the flag. If there's, I hope he has the presence of mind. He's the quarterback to go, you know, I might end up running steps for this, but I need a workout. And this, how many chances is he going to get to do that? I think you do it. You establish dominance for Oklahoma. Yeah, do it. Fine. You won.
Lyman no like.
James Franklin will not have a lot of fans in the Rubber City.
Not a fan.
Did you see what he said over the weekend? I have the quote right here. He's a coach of Penn State, mighty Penn State. They had a win over their rivals. Well, they don't, I guess, consider Pitt a rival these days. James Franklin, quote, I know last year beating us for them was like the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This was just like beating Akron for us.
Not happy.
What is he doing? They're not giving him the keys to the city there.
No, not happy. Not happy with old James Franklin about that. That was an unnecessary shot.
ESPN Game Day remains the best live show in sports other than our pregame show that you can hear on The Fan, 10 to 1, Monday through every Sunday. But why do they have to make me cry every time? There were three different pieces on Saturday that I'm sitting there. Now, granted, I'm hungover and I'm an emotional train wreck as it is. By myself, lonely, dying alone. Life's going nowhere.
It's all true.
A lot of emptiness. Hollow.
A lot of empty bottles.
It's not good. Yeah, they're all scattered about. Anyway, I'm sitting there literally weeping the entire College Game Day because first they had the piece. They have followed the blind kid from USC for 30 years. He's not even 30 years. They have video of him in the womb.
His whole life is documented.
The whole thing, because they did a piece on him back when Pete Carroll was a coach in 2009.
I remember that.
And now here he is snapping the ball. And I'm like getting chills and starting to think about it now. It's one of the saddest. Just him losing his eyesight.
Don't
and
cry.
The way, it was so sad. I'm sitting there. And then they did the walk-on piece where everybody gets the scholarship again. They do this one every year. And how they show the guys how they...
People can't see you
I know,
right now.
It's he's, very sad.
Folks, what is he's going through menopause
folks,
right now.
It's not good.
Easy. Don't.
It's not
you're
good.
Gonna, you're going to... Don't do it.
How they revealed to all these kids that they were getting their scholarship. The one kid, he was going to drop out of school because his mom had to work too many jobs and he wanted to take the pressure off. And then he ended up getting the
easy.
It was unbelievable. I was sobbing.
He's watering
I
up.
Was sobbing. It's dripping right now. By the way. Which Colquitt do we have? Which Colquitt do we have?
Britain.
We have Britain. We have Britain. Who's the other one?
Dustin.
Dustin Colquitt.
Okay, you can't. I'm sorry. It might have been the girlfriend. It might have been the sister. I wasn't hitting on her.
Side piece.
You cannot wear the half-sea jersey. You just can't do it.
If you're a family member,
she
you can.
She busted it out yesterday. She had half Denver, half Cleveland Browns walking in them. We absolutely had to completely shout it out, and everybody was now hitting on her in the Muni lot or in West 6th and Barley yesterday.
The only time you wear that is if you're a family member, and they're playing each other.
It's so weird.
Denver wasn't even at the stadium, so what's the point?
No.
That was his two teams he played
yes.
for.
Real quick.
Oh, that wasn't both Colquitts?
Yep, correct. That's got to be a girlfriend or a wife.
That's even
weird. What am I going to wear? Joe Hayden? Half and half? Come on. Pittsburgh and Brock. Get out of here, Colquitt.
I have an Isaiah Thomas one with four teams.
Can I have one addition to this? I saw a grown man in eye black yesterday. Not Dwayne Bowe.
No.
Like a Steelers fan, and he had like the strips that say Steelers on. This guy was at least 50. What are you doing? What are you doing sitting
Never
in the
understood.
Stands with Steelers eye black on? Take that
I
off.
Get the sun in his eyes.
You are a grown man. Looks ridiculous.
Prevent glare.
By the way, I now see that Chucky Brown's wife had a NBA jersey with 30 teams on it. That's it for Lima Likes.
Antonio Cromartie had 14 jerseys.
Okay, come on.
That's
14 Little League teams.
That's another edition of Sterling.
It was
rendition.
Like a friendship quilt.
A Lima Likes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.